Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Welcome to Get Inspired Radio. This is Sue London's producer, Chris DiPaolo, and Sue London will be joining us right now. I did the intro today, and good afternoon, Sue.
I am back. Wonderful technology we have here, right?
That's great. Well, I always wanted to intro your show, so I had my chance today. That was great.
Oh, did you? And how did you do? Did you make me look good there?
I just said, welcome to Get Inspired Radio. This is Sue's producer, Chris DiPaolo, and now here's Sue, and that's what I did.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, hello, everybody. We are talk about my Toastmaster training paying off for impromptu or what. So what's new with you, Chris? Is he out of trouble? Hello there. Have I lost you here now, too?
No, we're hearing you just fine, Sue.
Okay. So what's new with you for this week?
Well, today's Lena's birthday.
Yes, and did you remember the flowers?
Well, I've done all sorts of things that I can't talk about on the radio. Let's just say I've been, I've texted some of it to you, but let's just say I've been running around.
Okay, well, that's good. You never forget your wife's birthday. And never, been, never, never.
I've been delegating.
I don't give Ross a chance because you know me. Like, I mark it on everyone's calendars, right? Because that's a big national holiday, you know, when I have my birthday.
It's national week, yeah. Not just one day.
Exactly. Well, it should be, you know. I lived another year. I'm excited about that. I came across something pretty awesome this week. You and I are dog people.
Yes, we are.
You take and brush your dog's teeth.
Lena does, actually.
Okay, you don't have to do that anymore. We have found a new product, and this is not a paid advertisement, by the way. There's a company called Tropic Clean, and it's called Fresh Breath Made Easy. And what this is, we got this for our dogs, and no kidding, in 2 days, the tartar was off their teeth. And all you do is you take this solution, and you pour it in their water, and they drink it. And when they drink it, it cleans their teeth. You got to check that out. So anybody listening who has a dog that's got tartar, save your big vet bills. Don't go and have the teeth cleaned. You can get this stuff, Fresh Breath Made Easy. It's awesome, awesome, awesome. So check that out. Then Lena will never have to do that again.
We definitely will. Now, we have two cats, too, you know. So do we do the same thing for them?
Well, you know what? Actually, I'm looking at the bottle right now as we're talking, and there's a cat and a dog on it. So I'm sure you can use it for both. There's, like, green tea. It's all natural. And it gives them nice smelling breath when they're kissing you, too. So there you go.
That's great. We go organic for people, so we do it for animals as well. And that's just as important.
Absolutely. So that's what's going on for us. But I have some big events coming up. Got to share it with you and all our listeners. Are you ready?
Do tell.
Got your pen ready? Well, on March the 3rd, this is Sunday, I'm going to be hosting a show at the Women's Northwest Show out of Seattle, Washington. And I'm going to be doing the show at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just had this offer come today, and I'm just getting all the guest information in place now. So next week I'll share that on the show. So that is going to be on Sunday, March the 3rd. Do you know, I apologize if I'm putting you on the spot, are you airing that on our station, that event?
Well, we usually do every year, so I'm sure I'll be getting a message about it any time now.
Okay, perfect. Well, that's happening. When I'm speaking, anyways, on Sunday, March the 3rd, and that's 3:30. So yeah, so everyone tune in. I know you'll be able to hear it through TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then Chris and I will let you know next week if you can hear it through WBLQ. And I have been having a lot of sleepless nights this week, but why? Because I am setting up some new technology. On March the 3rd, I'm going to be starting a group teleclass called Coaching and Healing with Sue. And what I'm doing, once a month, we're going to be on the call, and I will coach everyone listening. And at the same time that I'm coaching you, I'm going to be sending you distant healing Reiki. And for those of you that don't know what Reiki is the same healing energy modality that helped me to overcome and heal Crohn's disease. So it's pretty powerful energy healing. What I do is when I incorporate Reiki while coaching, you feel healings, letting go, you feel growing, empowerment on all kinds of levels. And those levels are mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual. So if you go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, sign up for the free newsletter, and next week in the next newsletter will be all the details, and you can sign up, and everybody can afford this. So that's what I'm doing. That starting on March the 12th. And then on April the 16th at 7 p.m., I'm going to be the key speaker for a telesummit called A Day to Live Revolution Telesummit. And I just, accepted that offer this week. So those details will be coming as we're talking about the show. So that's been keeping me pretty busy. And with our new grandchild, I'm getting my grandma time in there too, right? So, but I got to tell you, Christopher, he talks like his grandmother. We're in trouble.
Well, I didn't expect anything else. I think that's great. How does Ross feel?
Well, Ross just rolls his eyes because he's got a wife, he's got a daughter, a grandson, and now a second grandson that we're all like little chatty Cathy. So, yeah, he likes a lot of time at the gym now, But, it's all good.
Wait until your new grandson says, boy, I really love this house.
Yeah, no, what he said, our youngest grandson, and I haven't told Scott this yet, our guest, but our grandson, he's 6 and a half, and when we're building houses or doing investment deals or whatever, he comes with us. And so he said, Grandpa, when you die, I want to take over your legacy, and I want to, run this business. So Ross is, like the... who's a grandfather on the old TV shows? I can't think of one, but he's being that, wise wisdom grandpa, and sharing and saying, now I've got two grandsons, you both can take over our business of our real estate. So it's kind of neat how our kids and our grandkids are watching what we're doing, and it feels good, but for a 6 and a half year old to say, when you die, I'm taking over this,
so, when you said that, I almost thought of Wilford Brimley, and I said, no, Ross is much better looking than that.
I'll be sure and tell them that. So I want to get on to the show because, we've got such an exciting show today. And I'm really thrilled to bring this guest back because not only is he a TV host with the Home and Garden TV channel of Income Property, TV show Income Property, he's also Ross and my mentor for our investment properties. He is our friend. He is an amazing guy, so full of great knowledge. He is Scott McGilvery. Now, let me tell you about this amazing guy. Scott is a full-time real estate investor, contractor, television host, writer, and educator. Scott is best known as the host of the HGTV's hit series, Income Property. Now, in each episode, he rescues cash-strapped house owners, and he teaches them how to generate income from their existing residence. Now, Scott has also appeared in several other HGTV programs, such as Deb Travis Facelift, From the Ground Up with Debbie Travis, Holiday Battle on the Block, and the All-American Handyman Challenge alongside Mike Holmes. Now, in addition to his hosting duties, Scott's hands-on approach to renovation and real estate has meant big business for this knowledgeable investor. Now, not only does he purchase and renovate properties, he hosts a successful television series and contribute content to national publications. And now Scott can add educator to his resume. And as I mentioned, he is our mentor. He is amazing. He is incredible. Get your pens out, folks. You want to call in to talk to this amazing guy. His phone number is, the phone number you're going to call, sorry, I'm not going to give Scott's number, sorry guys. The phone number you're going to call us is 1-800-930-2819. Call in now, get your questions, and ask Scott how you can have investment properties, income properties in your home, or income properties of other off out of your home. You can learn more about Scott at his personal website, scottmcgillivray.com. That is spelled scottmcgillivray.com. And you can go to learn about the show at facebook.com/income property. So, Scott, my friend, welcome back to Get Inspired Radio.
Sue, it's good to talk to you.
I was really long-winded there. You are just like as busy as I am. Do you sleep?
I was going to say, that was a long description as you were listening. As you were listing everything off, I was getting stressed out. I'm like, do I do all that? I guess I do.
Yeah. Well, I know, and I can't say this enough, you and your partner, Michael, have really, really had such a huge positive impact on Ross and my life. Now,
yeah,
can
Mike
you
and
tell
I
everyone?
Been together a long time.
Sorry?
Sorry. I've been working pretty hard.
Yeah, well, you know, I think, you know, when you have a dream, you just go after it, right? And, you know, when you have a mentor like you, and I'm saying this over and over because everybody listening, you always should have a mentor when you're getting into something new. And with this, don't you agree, Scott? Like, we came into this and we were like, our jaws were dropping. There's so much that we thought we knew that we didn't know. And isn't that a common mistake people make?
It totally is. You know, everybody, you know, they want to get inspired. They get excited and they want to try something new. But sometimes you don't realize how much is involved. And when it's something like real estate that is, you know, it's a huge investment. There's a lot to know. Yes, it's great to have success in real estate and it is exciting. But you have to know what you're doing so that you don't get burnt.
Yeah, and I know one of the things, I don't know if I'm putting you on the spot, but do you remember when we first started, we already had one property, and what we had done, when Ross and I came together, folks, Ross and I had our own home, and we kept his townhouse and made it a rental property, and my house we sold, and we got a new house. And do you remember, Scott, how the mistake Ross made was so common that everybody made, how they just be the landlord, but not the investor?
Well, yeah. There's all kinds of mistakes you can make. And I'm not sure which specific moment you meant there, but I think that people get emotionally caught up with the properties is one of the biggest hassles, you know, whether it's their own home or a family home. They don't necessarily make the right financial decisions because they're caught up emotionally with the property.
Yeah, and that's exactly where, you know, where Ross was, because this used to be his house. And I can tell you that just shifting that mindset, that one mindset really made a huge difference for him. Now, can we talk about, we're talking like we already have, you know, how many do we have now? Five or six? Listen, I don't even know how many we have anymore.
You got five.
Five? Thank you. Thank you for telling me that. We got two this past year.
Nice.
And I know that, you know, there's people out there that want to get into having an income property. Maybe they have a space right now, and they are wondering, can they make that a rental property? Can we talk to those people right now? So they have, like, they have a home, they've got this basement. Can we talk to them?
Yeah, so
what's the first step?
That's sort of the starting point. Yeah, exactly. It's the first step. It's kind of the launching pad for a lot of people, is the idea of putting an income suite in their own home. It's really the first way to start generating some income with real estate investing. And, you know, there's certain houses that work better as rental properties, that's for sure. So what I'm typically doing is I'm telling people that you have to take a realistic look at the property and make sure that there is an opportunity to do the division or separation or the multi-uniting of the house. That's at a level that's financially worth it. I mean, if it costs too much money to do the work, it might not be worth doing. And the way that we balance it out is we typically look at the repayment period required to decide whether or not it's a renovation we should do. And what I mean by that is if you have to do a $10,000, or let's make it easy, if you have to do a $24,000 renovation to create an income suite, and you can generate $1,000 a month, well, that's fantastic because you'll repay that investment within 2 years, and you'll be making everything you make after that will be above and beyond the original investment. But 2 years is fantastic. That's not always achievable. I'll go up to a 5 or 6 year repayment because the interest rates are so low right now that the cost of borrowing is cheap. So you can borrow, you know, $50,000 at a cost of about, you know, a couple $100 a month to finance that. And if you can make an income suite that's going to generate $1,000, $1,500 maybe, you're still going to be profiting quite well.
Okay, now, one thing that I know, I don't know if we even told you, but we've moved to a new area. And where we are, you can't have income properties. You can't have that in your homes. So I guess that's another question that people have to check their areas too, don't they? They have to check with their region.
Yeah, it absolutely depends. Right? Zoning can dictate whether or not you can have multiple units in a house. The interesting thing is that the rules are changing. So, for instance, in Ontario, the province of Ontario is now making it mandatory for all municipalities to allow secondary suites in homes, which means all the rules are changing. No matter where you live, you'll be able to put in a secondary suite. And that a secondary suite is an apartment within your home where you have access between the two units with a fire door. What's different, the next step up from a what's called a secondary suite is a duplex. Now, it's almost the same thing. It's still two units in one house, but a duplex means that there's no access between the units. It's just there's a wall. It's totally done. The units are completely separate, separate entrances. You can't get from one to another. So the duplexes are still controlled by the municipalities, but the secondary suites, if there's access between the units, that is now something that all municipalities will have to come up with rules for. So sounds like you've moved, but your municipality will be allowing secondary suites in the near future.
It's changed it, yeah. Now, you're saying that in Ontario, we have American listeners. Is it different for them? Do you know? I apologize if I'm putting you on the spot about this.
No, you're not putting me on the spot. I mean, I've looked into it. It changes in Canada, it changes from province to province, municipality to municipality. Okay. In the States, it's from county to county and from city to city. But yeah, different states have different rules. And and like you said, there are some areas that just don't allow basement apartments. I know California, for instance, has always struggled with the idea of having it. So certain counties within the state actually don't allow secondary suites. So the first thing to do, obviously, is to check with the city, make sure that you're allowed to have a income property within your home or a rental property within your home, because if you can't do it legally, it's not worth doing.
Yeah. Well, I know we are, this house that we're living in now, we just had it built. It's all like our dream home. And we were thinking about putting in a property, an income, like investment, basement tenant for a tenant. And because at the point of building, we thought we'll have the stairs on the outside put in. And I think we spoke with you and Michael. And at that time, we were told we could not do that because of our area. But that was, you know, the prime time to do it when you've got the foundation, the hole in the ground in there, you can, you know, have all that done. But
For sure.
And it's good for people who, if you can have it, folks, it's great, because if you're an older person, you could have, extra income downstairs, and you're upstairs, and your family know that you're okay. You know, it's for older people being alone, that's kind of a concern for family. One thing that, and Scott, we've talked about this, and folks, you've heard me say it on the radio so many times, I know what it's like to lose your health. And many times when you've lost your health, all the time, when you lose your health, you can't work. You don't have an income coming in, a lot of you. And so when you have an income property, does it ever give you a peace of mind that you've got that income stream coming in? So it's really a good investment to make and to look into. Now, do you want to add anything to that, Scott? What are some of the reasons why
people... Well, I mean, it's a couple of great things. having an income suite, it just is that extra safety net in your home. You only have the earning power of yourself, and if you're married, great, that's you and your spouse. What if you guys lose your job? What if somebody wants to go on maternity? Where is that extra income going to come from? Well, that's what I love about having an income suite. Your house is now working for itself. So not only are you contributing to the house is contributing to your to itself. So that's why I think it's just, you know, it's such a brilliant idea. And to something you said just before that, which was the idea of, you know, aging couples who are looking towards retirement, having somebody else living in the home. Not only does it give them some extra income to allow retirement to be easier, it also isn't somebody else living in the home, helping maybe cut the grass or shovel the driveway. I know that, you know, a lot of snowbirds, a lot of people that are flying down to Florida or Arizona in the winter, their main concern is leaving their house empty for a couple months or even a couple weeks. Well, if you have somebody living in an apartment within your home, then the house is not vacant. The house has a tenant. The house has someone there. There's somebody, and they're contributing towards the bills. It's like you're away, but there's somebody always watching your house and living there and paying you to do it. It's brilliant.
And that's what we thought would be great for us because we do travel quite a bit. And, you know, it is nice having someone at your home because, you know, people do know when you go away when they see your patterns of, you know, cars gone and that kind of thing. So it, it's a great, great, great thing to do. Now, okay, so say, okay, we've got people listening. They're like, okay, now, you know, we're, I'm going to take my basement. I'm going to refinish it. I'm going to make this. I've checked with my area. I can, I've got the zoning. I can do this. So what is their first step in becoming a landlord? They have to first get the space in a certain code. Now, do they have to have that space to a certain code for certain things?
Yeah, there's a few things required to convert a house into multiple units, and that's whether you're buying a house and turning it into a multi-unit or whether you're just multi-uniting your primary residence. And the two main concerns are obviously safety. So that would be fire separation between the two units. So, and that's everything to do with the building code as well. So you're abiding by all the local building codes and privacy. So making sure that you've got sound separation between the two units and you've got some sort of either shared laundry or separated laundry. Basically just making sure that the two there's not too much crossover between the two units, right?
Right, right. Now, I know when we built this house, we always think of, you know, resale and, you know, having a space in the basement for a bedroom. I was under the understanding from our builder that if you're having a basement, a bedroom in your basement, you have to have your windows at a certain size.
That is correct. So there are, there's the basically the building code dictates the sizes of the windows in relation to the sizes of the rooms. If you have a shared entry into the apartment, meaning that the homeowners and the tenants use a side entry, for instance, then you need a second source of egress as well. And what that means is that there is another window, there's a window in the apartment that's big enough to climb out of in the case of an emergency. And typically what they're looking for is a window that represents about 10%, or sorry, 5% of the square footage area. So if you have a 100 square foot room, they're looking for a 5 square foot window.
Okay, perfect. So we have that part done.
Now, yes,
what's that?
Said absolutely.
Now, okay, so now we've still got everyone listening, and they're like, okay, I can do this. I've got this in place. Now they've got the apartment already, and now they're at the space where they want to get a tenant. What is the step they take for that?
Well, Sue, you know this one. Finding tenants is tough, right? And screening for tenants, you have to be good at that. So for me, the first step is actually comes before I usually purchase the property. And what I do is I search to make sure that there's a demand for tenants in the area before I even start looking for a rental property. So I'll look online, I'll look on Craigslist, I'll look on Kijiji, I'll look at certain other sites, depending on what area I'm in, to see if there is a good rental market, what the going rates are. I might even put a posting up to see if I get any interest. And if I'm starting to get interest, I know that I'm in an area in which there's probably a good opportunity to put an income, to get an income property. But with screening tenants, typically what I do, I have my tenants all come look at the place on my schedule, almost like an open house.
Yeah.
Rather than just sort of saying, oh, when are you available? Oh, when are you available? You know, sort of schedule it all at once. And I like to have two people there for the screening process,
okay,
either myself and my business partner, Mike, or myself, my wife even. And that way we can one person can walk through the house with the group, and the other person can work on filling out the application, getting their information, stuff like that. It's kind of a tag team effort.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting for us. We do that when, like, these new properties that we just got, we send out the advertised it ahead of time, and we sent the application out, and it was really interesting because they're new homes, and we had like 40 people applying, and Ross got on the phone with every single one of them before he sent the application. That was a huge waste of time, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It would have been better, and instead he would have having an open house instead, is what you're saying, right?
Okay. Exactly. Well, you know,
by saying that, you know, it also lets you get a feel of what these people are like in person, too, you know?
You have to meet them in person. That is key for sure.
Yeah, well, that's good. So that's talking about, like, if you're looking to have a property. But let's say, you know, these people have a basement apartment. They want to find a tenant. Now, do you suggest that they just, you know, advertise it on Kijiji or Craigslist, or is there anything else in that way? Do you feel that they should do it for promoting it?
Well, if you're putting a tenant in your home, you know, typically you want to make sure that you build the appropriate income suite. And I always say that the income suite, it should be a reflection of yourself. You know, you want to find tenants that are like-minded, that are going to treat the place the same way you do. So it's all about getting the right caliber tenant, and to do that, you have to have the right caliber space. So the first thing is to obviously build it to the standard of the tenant you're looking for. But absolutely, you got to be upfront and honest with your tenants when they come to look at the house. I totally go through all the formalities that are required, which are they fill out an application, we do a credit check, we make sure they have first and last, we do a reference check. But then on top of that, I tell them, you know, what kind of house it is that we're running. So, for instance, I say, look, we're a young family. We have a child. We tend to go to bed early. We don't have parties during the week. And we're looking for somebody that has a similar lifestyle. That's the type of way you want to approach it, just being honest and upfront.
Good. Okay, well, that's a good point. Now, what I want to do, Scott, is just take a quick commercial break. And, folks, when we come back, Scott's going to share more about investment income properties, and we'll talk about lots of fun stuff there. And if you want to ask your questions, you can still call in. Don't be shy. Scott won't bite you. The number you call is 1-800-930-2819. We'll take that break, and we'll be back right away. Stay tuned.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have the amazing, wonderful, knowledgeable HGTV host of Income Property, Scott McGilvery, with us here today, folks. And we've been talking about having income properties for yourself, whether that's in your basement. And we also are going to talk to you about how you can get into investing in properties. Scott, before we go in and talk about investing properties, tell everybody when Income Property is on the TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like, awesome. It seems like everywhere I see you.
Yeah, the show is, we're in our seventh season. Yeah, I get confused too. We're in our seventh season. I'm actually already filming the eighth season.
Congratulations.
And, thank you. And the show has now gone to an hour long. So we've done six seasons of half-hour shows. Now season seven, eight, and nine are all going to be one-hour versions of the show. And the reason why we took the show to being an hour long is because one of the main questions the fans were asking was, you know, how do you identify an investment property? How do I find one of these rental properties for myself? So we decided to pack another half hour on the show and really open that up to the viewer. So we go out, we look for the houses, whether it's somebody's home or it's strictly an investment property. We show you how to find the right one, how to buy it, then renovate it and rent it out. And the show is airing on Tuesday nights in the U.S. on HGTV U.S. It airs on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. And on HGTV Canada, it airs at 9 o'clock on Thursday nights.
Thursday night. Okay. Good. Yeah. Well, and you're also doing the Handyman Challenge show now, too. Canada and America, right?
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the American Handyman Challenge just wrapped up. Those episodes just wrapped up. And the Canada's Handyman Challenge is on Tuesday nights at 10 p.m.
Okay.
And that's with me, Brian Baumer, and Paul LaFrance.
Okay. And then the American one, who's in the American one? You and
Mike Holmes.
Is that the one with you and Mike Holmes? Okay. Yeah. We were
Mike.
Watching them. And sometimes, you know, when you're watching the TV, it's like, which handyman show is he doing now, you know?
But, you never
so
know.
So I have to laugh because I know you. The kind of the facial expressions you make tell a lot, you know, when you're looking at some of the work they do. You're so funny. You got to watch that,
Scott. I know. I got to be careful. It's my face is too readable. That's for sure.
It's
always fun, though. You know, I got to give people credit. They really try to do their best. And we really do get some talented individuals. But we put them on tight timelines. We ask them to do a lot. Put the pressure on. And some people, they definitely crumble under the pressure. And it is it is kind of funny to watch. But some people amaze me. Some people do some incredible work. I'm always really impressed. And that's what I really love doing that job for, is just to be inspired by other people and to be, you know, to learn, to even learn new things myself sometimes.
Well, it's true. You learn from others, right? No matter what level you're at, it's so true. Can we talk about the real estate investing? You and your partner, Michael Saracini, I've said countless times during the show, you have really had a huge positive impact on my life as well as my husband, Ross London. And you have training that you offer, and you've got some workshops and courses coming up. So do you want to talk about that before we talk about some investing?
Absolutely. Well, that's, again, the other thing, like you and I said before, is that it's enticing, it's exciting. It's obviously an awesome opportunity for people to invest in real estate, but it's a big investment, and we want people doing it the right way. So we're putting on some workshops. We're doing some training. We call it information education implementation. And what we do is we give information sessions, we do some education sessions, and then we have our Lifetime Wealth Academy, which is our real estate college, which is all about implementation for those who have been through some of the earlier information education training. If you really want to get involved, come to our events, do hands-on training. We have the Lifetime Wealth Academy. And for anyone who is interested in coming to our events, you can sign up for any of our events on my website, scottmcgillivray.com. You'll see my live events section.
Yeah, and folks, if you go to that, you'll see Ross and I there. So it is really, really worth your time, you know, to go to that. And Scott, your book, Cash Flow for Life, you want to talk about that too? It's awesome.
Yeah, that's it's awesome. Yeah, I know you've read it. Cash Flow for Life is a book that my business partner and I, Michael, wrote together. And we've been investing in real estate for 13 years now each. And combined, I guess we have over 25 years of real estate investing experience. And what we did is we combined all the information, everything we've learned, everything we've picked up from other investors. We combined it all into a book so that people who are inspired and interested in getting into real estate investing could kind of see our story. How we evolved and what we did and how we invest and kind of get some tips and tricks, a little bit of a head start, a jump start into real estate investing.
Mm-hmm. And you know, those head starts, the tricks, the tips, folks, they really can save you a lot of time and they can save you a lot of costly money errors that you could be doing. So really look into that. Now, Scott, is the book on your site or do they get it from Amazon? Where do they get it from?
You can get it on Amazon.com. You can get it from my website. Okay. I think it's a little cheaper on my website because I self-published.
Okay.
But it's also available on Amazon.com if you can't find me for some crazy reason. It's called Cash Flow for Life, and it's definitely a good read.
And folks, if you are considering the investing, trust me, you do want to connect with these workshops, these books, the seminars, anything where Scott is teaching, phenomenal value for your time, your money, your everything. Just, it's life-changing. Did I mention that?
Now, I think you mentioned it.
I did, didn't I? Okay, now what I want you to do now is I want you to tell everybody how you started in real estate investing because you're really an inspiration to a lot of people how you started.
All right, yeah. That's, no, it almost happened by accident, Sue. You know that. And
well, everything happens for a reason. Remember, Scott, you know how I talk.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Good energy, good vibes. Here we go. So for a great reason, when I was in college, I was having a really hard time finding a place to rent in my last year. My roommate and I struggled to find anything that was a nice accommodation or close to campus. And a friend of ours who was a real estate agent, we had asked her to help us find a rental. We said, do you know any landlords that would rent to us that haven't listed their places yet? You know, she said, it's such a tough commodity in this town. She's like, you guys should really just buy a place. And we kind of thought of it as a joke at first. But we were business students. We were doing a marketing project about finding a supply-demand gap in the marketplace. And so this one fell in our laps. And we decided to do some investigating. We realized that there was an incredible business model here. We were petrified to actually execute. You know, we thought, this is a great project. We started doing the project, and then we were desperate for a house. And we're like, well, maybe we need to do this. Like, this is the answer. You know, but it's just so hard to take that first step. I always tell people, you know, don't let starting be the thing that stops you, because that's what almost happened to us.
Yeah, and,
That fear holds everybody back. And I think because we were friends and we encouraged each other and because we had that sort of back and forth support, we actually mustered up enough guts to take our student loans to a mortgage broker and say, can we buy a house with our student loans? And at the time, we were able to get a primary residence with 5% down, which we moved into and rented out the other rooms to friends. Loved the business model, loved doing renovations. Bought another house, you know, 8 months later, and then just started buying as many as we could, as fast as we could, with repeating the same process of putting in students, getting positive cash flow, reinvesting in our properties, and just building, you know, a portfolio for our future.
Yeah, and it really has been awesome what you've created. Now, you've got properties in Canada and United States, don't you?
Yeah, I have properties. Pretty balanced. I have a few more in the U.S. than I do in Canada at this point. But
really?
That's more. Yeah, I really started with mostly Canadian properties, and in the last 3 years, purchased almost 100 properties in the States.
Wow. And that's that was about the time that we bought ours when we were together. See, folks, when we were getting our property, we had Scott right there with us. Thank God for you.
I was right there sitting down with you.
Yeah, that's so true. Now, okay, we've got people listening. We've only got a couple of minutes left here. When they're looking for an investment property, we talked a little bit about what you need to look for. Give a couple suggestions on the area. Like I know the schools and the, you know, you want stores. Give them a little bit of suggestions around that.
Okay. Great words of guidance for those who are looking to invest in real estate would be the following few things. Number one, make sure that you are financially in a position where you are responsible enough to get into this business, because you need to be disciplined. You need to understand how to accumulate some savings and apply them. You need to double check with the cities that you're living in or planning on investing in to make sure you understand the bylaws. And then the real key here when looking for that first property is to find something that has positive cash flow. A lot of people get caught up in the idea of, oh, I'll buy this one, then I'll sell it for more than I bought it. But that's not really a strategy. That's just one technique. I really believe that if you want to make money in real estate, it's about accumulating cash flowing properties that creates a business for you. It has an income. It's got an exit strategy in the future. It builds wealth. And by cash flowing properties, I mean properties that rent out for more than the carrying costs. And that's the principal and interest of the mortgage, the taxes, the insurance, any maintenance costs. You have to make sure that the rent is more than all of those expenses so that you can build on that portfolio, because the more properties you buy, the more money you'll be making.
Absolutely. Good advice there, my friend. What is the future holding for you? What do you got coming up?
Well, we're still filming lots of shows. We're casting for the shows. I am really excited to be buying more properties. I'm doing more commercial properties than residential at the moment, but I still have all my residential properties. I love them. They're, you know, they're my babies. But lots more events. Sue, I'm sure I'm going to see you and your husband very shortly.
You will. We will see you in April. We are out of time, my friend. Thank you so much for being here. Guys, check out Scott and everything is going on and all his programs. Sign up for them if you want to get involved in investment property, income properties. The book is Cash Flow for Life. Scott's website is scottmcgillivray.com, and the TV show for income property, go to facebook.com/income property. Scott, I love you, my friend. You are so special in our life, and we got to take a break. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Is your life too full of chaos and no calm? In other words, have you ever felt like you just don't have enough time or energy to get everything accomplished? Clutter and interruptions make it difficult to see what you need to truly be doing. Rest assured, there is a solution. Missy Bystrom, owner of the Organized Connection, with over 25 years of experience, will guide and support you with teaching you how to slow down the chaos, clear out the clutter, and implement the calm. Go to theorganizedconnection.com. So you can have that peaceful, productive life you so deserve. Whether it's at home, in your business, or just in your life in general, now is the time to take that step in stopping the chaos. OrganizedConnection.com. Begin living that balanced life that you thought only others could obtain. Just upload this MP3 or CD and listen to it whenever you are able. The words and suggestions are so powerful. Go to theorganizedconnection.com. Let your calm and peaceful life be your reality.
Get Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have to tell you that I have so many people ask me, what is the secret behind my success? And I thought that, you know, tonight was a good show to share that because you've heard, you know, our TV host friend Scott McGillivray share how you can have your dreams, you can achieve them. Sometimes people just don't know how to get started. So I want to tell you that there's simple steps that I take in everything that I do that help me to succeed whatever it is that I want to achieve in my life. So are you ready, folks? Here goes. So the first step you want to do is to achieve your goals is you got to write them down. Okay, number one step, write down your goals. Now, number two step is you have to review your goals on a regular basis. Okay. Number three is you have to develop plans that you are consistently moving forward to reaching those goals. Okay. See how there's so much focus here, right, guys? Number four, you must take action. We heard Scott talk about that tonight, right? You must take action. And number five, you must believe that you can achieve your goals. You got to believe it yourself, folks. Here's a challenge for you. I love to give homework. I think that's the teacher in me. I don't want you to do it right now, but do it later when you're in a quiet space. I want you to sit down and take 30 minutes and just get yourself in this real good space and clear head space and write down 101 goals that you want to achieve. Now, I'm hearing some of you moaning saying, I can't do that in 30 minutes. But here's the deal. If you do it in 30 minutes, it's not allowing you time to question, do I want that? Can I do that? If it comes to your mind, you feel it's right for you, write it down. Now, I'm going to tell you that when I first had to do this technique, I only got to like 68 and then I thought, what else? Okay. So don't be hard on yourself. Get to what you can in that time. And as things come to you, then you can add it in then. But try in the 30 minutes to get as many as you can to 101 goals. Now, when you're making the goals, you want to be very specific what the goals are and at what time frame you want to reach these goals. Now, if your goals include meeting that special someone, okay, you want to include their personality traits you want them to have. This can include, you know, maybe you want to work for a new company. What personality traits do you want your boss and co-employees to have? Okay, put all of these as much specific details in as you can. Now, for Ross, my husband Ross and I, we want to have 10 investment properties by the end of 2016. And on our list, we have included even the area where it will be, the type investment property, whether it's a townhouse, a house, a condo, or, you know, how Scott talked about business properties. All of this is in our list. We're very clear and focused of how that's going to be. Now, number two, I talked about when you review your goals on a regular basis, right? So when you're reviewing your goals on a regular basis, what you're actually doing is you're putting out your intention. That's what you want to attract. So when you review these goals on a regular basis, what happens is it's in your mind. And so when you're out, you may meet somebody that will have that step to take you to reaching a goal. Okay, so by reviewing your goals, it's in your mind and it helps you to be aware of when an opportunity comes to get to that goal, it's right there and it helps your goal to become to fruition. So review your goals on a regular basis. I also have my goals on my vision board that's hanging in my office and I look at that quite a lot in a day. Now, number three, you have to develop plans to be consistently moving towards reaching them. Another thing that I do is I also include visualization with our investing. I visualize that we already have our 10 properties. I see them. I feel them. I feel how good it feels to have that additional income that they bring in. Now, so when you develop your plans, you may see how you're also missing some information that, you know, maybe you need some special training. Maybe there's some tools. Maybe there's a person you need to help you with that. That, you know, developing your plans, when you develop the plans, that will show you what you need and help you to have it all unfold as it needs to with the right people and the right information coming. And the next one is you must take action. Very important. If you don't take action, here's what happens. You sit back, you're umming and ahhing if you should do something. And then by the time you say, yes, I'm going to do this, the opportunity could be missed. Like you heard Scott say at first, you know, they're a little bit fearful, but if they had waited too long, they could have missed having that property. Okay. I'm talking specifically about property because that's what the show has been about tonight. But there's so many things in our life that when we don't take action right away, we miss. Okay. It could be even so simple as maybe you're wanting to attract someone in your life. I bring that up a lot because a lot of you have asked for tools around attracting Mr. or Mrs. Right. And if you get this feeling, you need to go somewhere. Okay. There, you have all on your list. You want to attract someone, you know, with all their details. If you don't take this action, you feel intuitively, I need to go here, or someone calls you to go there and you feel it's right, but I don't know, maybe I'll go later. You might be missing an opportunity to meet the person that you were to meet. So always, always, always take action, folks. Now, you must believe that you can achieve your goals. If you don't believe that you can do something, let me ask you this question. How in the world is anybody else, or if, you know, we're talking spiritually, how is the universe or God going to know how to help you? Okay, so you got to believe that it is achievable, your goals. Okay, if you put on your goal list that you're going to attract $25 million by next week, do you believe that? If you don't believe it, don't put that goal on your list. This is just, these goals I've shared with you are simply how I live my life every day. I make my lists. I look at what I want to achieve. I visualize. I've been sharing with you every week. We didn't really go into it today, but my fitness levels, when working with a personal trainer, even before I start working with my personal trainer, every session, we have a little chat session. And he'll say, okay, what do we, you know, wanting to accomplish, and where's our headspace, the whole bit. And he knows there's a certain size I want to get down to. So what we do is we actually both visualize, while he's, you know, putting me through the programs, we both visualize what size of the clothes I'm going into the store to buy. So I see the sale tag saying this is the size I'm getting. So visualization is huge with me. I've always attracted in a very big way, in a quick way, by doing that process. And I believe that I can achieve my goals, and I take action. So folks, those are some little tips to help you. And I know that you can, you know, achieve anything you set your mind to it. I believe in you and I know that you can do it. So start believing in yourself. Take the action and have your dreams come true also. Now, gosh, this show is going so fast, folks. We're almost out of time. Now, as you know, I've personally gone through illness, disease, divorce, near death, and I was given just 30 minutes to live in my life. Not only did I survive, heal, and move forward, but I soared above it all to create a wonderful new life that I have taken all my past challenges and I've turned them into a successful career of helping others to create the life they desire through my radio show, speaking events, training, coaching, and my books. I'm here, folks, to help you get there also. So go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, and learn how I can help you. That website, again, is AskSueLondon.com. And remember, when you're at the website, go to my books area and purchase a copy of Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And there you get more details about what I really went through, more details. So we're out of time. The website again for Scott McGillivray is scottmcgillivray.com. That's scottmcgillivray.com. And to learn about his show, go to facebook.com/incomeproperty. Gosh, it's been a fast show. I hope that something Scott and I have said will inspire you and help you to take that next step in your investing journey. Now, I want to thank my guest today, Scott McGillivray, for being with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Now, please join me every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's 2 p.m. Pacific. And next week, we have on the show Dr. Payam Kiani, who happens to be the naturopathic doctor that gives me those B12 shots. And our topic is B12 shots. Do you need them? So you're going to learn all about that. On behalf of my guest, Scott McGillivray, my wonderful producer, Christopher DePaula, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.